is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
That's a good one, man. You didn't just go with the conventional happy birthday there. Well, there you go. Happy birthday to our great friend, Mike Brohard with CSURams.com. Mike, they didn't let you off today, huh?
No, it's just another day.
Just another day in paradise. All right.
Kyle Neves is a slave driver.
That's what I was going to say, man. Maybe he doesn't want to do the segment today because he's off. He's out hanging out. But I figured Kyle had you up to something. And it's not like there's a lot going on or anything. Spring practice. You got the big pro day coming up tomorrow. You guys have just been in overdrive. What is it, July? Is that when you get time off, Mike? I mean, when does that happen for you?
Is it July?
No, when? Yeah.
I mean,
when?
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, let's talk about this. You got the big pro day coming up tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. I do want to talk about, you know, your thoughts on spring practice thus far. But this is an exciting time. Obviously, Trey McBride, this is an exciting time anytime. You know, pro days are always fun. I'm heading out to UNC's this afternoon, but when you throw Trey McBride in the mix, listen, we've all got those expectations of where we think he might go, but what a special football player. And again, just to get this one last punch here for CSU football in the pro day, and then, of course, we're going to see what happens in the draft. Can't wait to see what this guy does at the next level, man.
Yeah, you're really about Trey. He's a special individual, period. I really am going to miss him around here, and his brother Toby. They're just great salts of the earth people. Made time to work fun. Trey made fun of me as much as anybody ever has, I think, in my life. And, you know, he fit in 4 years of making fun of me. It made it worthwhile. made it tough. Saw him today. That was the cool thing about today's practice. You know, you see him. Ross Ryder was out there. Toby showed up. Manny Jones was out there. Scott Patchett was out there. Cam Butler was out there. You know, these are guys that they're going to go on showcase. Anthony Konfirmakis was out there, too. Can't forget him. But these are guys, you know, some of the 12 guys are going to be, you know, putting their wares on display tomorrow. It's a big job interview for them, and they're going to be a bunch of teams in here. The beauty of having a Trey McBride in a class is it brings more eyes out for these other guys. Ryan Stonehouse, I find it interesting on pro days. Like for Ross Ryder and Ryan Stonehouse, you know, the draft process is a little bit different for them. I mean, they're both very talented at what they do, but there aren't a lot of punters and long snappers drafted. But still, they're going to get a look, and somebody's going to be interested in it. You know, they get a chance tomorrow to maybe have more people see them because you've got somebody like Trey McBride on campus working out, and a lot of teams are interested in him.
Talking to Mike Brohard from CSURams.com. And you're right, that's a great point, too. Obviously, we're talking a lot about Trey McBride. But what it does, it's a beacon, too. And if you get a stud like that, guy, you're getting a lot of team reps coming to check him out. But in that process, it's kind of a buy. You know, not to say these other guys don't deserve those looks anyway, but it's more of an obvious look. It's like, hey, we're here now. Wow. Take a look at some of these other studs that are sticking out. So I think that's going to be a heck of an opportunity. You talk about Scott Patchett. He's one I've wondered about. Obviously a very talented player, down year overall for the football side of things, as we know. Do you think a guy like Scott gets drafted? Is he an NFL talent? How far do you think he can go, Mike?
You know, I don't know. He's a curious one. One, his age, he's a little bit older than just a kid, most kids coming out of college. And you don't know how NFL teams are going to look at that. But he did show a major ascension in his game here at Colorado State. I mean, at Miami, you know, they didn't think he could rush the passer. He proved he could do that here. Teams will look at him differently in that regard. Whether he or not he gets drafted late, you know, that's kind of interesting. I mean, is he somebody that's a late round draft pick because somebody takes a flyer because they like him as a pass rusher? But he's somebody I definitely think will end up in a camp just because of what he's done. Sometimes, you know, it's an interesting thing to me as we talk about some of these guys and will they get drafted. And it's a big deal. I think everybody would love to hear their name called because not everybody gets that in their life. But I do remember talking to David Anderson, and he was a late-round draft pick. But he said at the time, you know, as it was closing down, he started hoping he wouldn't get drafted.
Mm.
Because as a free agent, he could pick where he went and find a place where he thought he actually fit and there was opportunity. So it's interesting sometimes talking to some of these guys that go in the later rounds, you know, they start looking at free agency and going, hey, you know, because they do have an idea of where they think they would fit, what system suits them, you know, where there's an opportunity, maybe there's not an overload on the roster at their position, and they like that. You know, it worked out really well for Shaq Barrett. You know, going to Denver, they weren't overloaded at his position. He signs a free agent contract. It worked really well for him.
How great is that, too, to have that story? Obviously, you have the major draft success stories, but to have a Shaq Barrett, too, where it's like, hey, guys, put on a great show no matter what, because the draft is great and it would be an honor, but at the end of the day, it's not the end-all, be-all. You can go be one of the best defensive players in the game, like Shaq Barrett, and not get drafted. So, to me, there's motivating factors on both sides.
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's, you know, it, obviously it's different for Trey. You're looking at him as he's going to fall somewhere between the 20 to 40 range. He's going to get that nice guaranteed money right off the bat. But it doesn't guarantee success. I mean, if you think about it, if you're a Bronco fan, you know, Shaq Barrett was a really good guy. Rod Smith was an undrafted free agent, one of the greatest receivers of all time for the Broncos in the NFL. There are success stories out there. You don't have to get your name called those 3 days to make an impact in the league.
Mike, I know you're close to this program, but if you had to guess, I mean, is Trey McBride, is he a first rounder?
Okay, so yes, he's a first round talent. Does that mean as the draft falls, is there a team that's going to take him as a tight end in the first round? Depending on how things go. I mean, the quarterback shuffle will always mess things up. You know, if guys fall, if there's a huge run on them early, you know, I do think, you know, you look at Cincinnati, which drafts late. They need a tight end. He's obviously the best tight end in the draft. But is that where they go in the first round? Those are the questions you have to ask. He is definitely a first-round talent. There's no doubt about it. But what are teams thinking when it comes down to their time to send that name card up to the commissioner and who they want to draft? That's the key thing.
Yeah, there's so many different variables when you look at it. And again, we see this in every single year, second-round guys, third-round guys. Might go on and have a better rookie year than those first round guys because, and not to belittle the draft, but it can be a crapshoot at times, especially as you said, when you start throwing those quarterbacks in. Teams are desperate to find a quarterback, so they're going to reach no matter what, even if, as we've heard and documented this year, the quarterback draft class doesn't seem as strong as it's been in the past, but still teams are going to reach. So that's always going to account for like 4 or 5 picks, which is pretty huge for a guy like Trey McBride.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, the huge thing, if you talk to Trey McBride, he just wants a shot. Is he gonna mope if he's not picked in the first round? No. He's going to be happy that he's got an opportunity somewhere. He's going to make the most of it. And I do think you're looking at a guy that's going to be an impact player in the NFL for the next 10 years. And he's going to make the most of it. It's not going to bother him if he's not a first-round pick. He would love to be a first-round pick. Everybody would. But will it alter the way he goes into a camp and how hard he works and how much he owns his craft? Heck no.
Mike, how many teams do you know of that are set to have visits with Trey being a top 30 prospect and all that? I know I read about the Titans. I was reading that this morning, too. But do you know of a list of teams? Because I was wondering, too, if the Broncos were in that mix. I haven't found anything definitive that said the Broncos were set. But I know they've talked to Trey in the past.
I can't give you a definitive list of exactly which teams. I do think I've heard there are at least 6 tight end coaches that will be on hand tomorrow from different teams. And they are here, obviously, to watch Trey.
Yeah. Now, it's a great time. It really is, and it's exciting for CSU. It's exciting for Trey McBride. It's exciting for Fort Collins, for the state, to be honest with you. Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. All right, Mike, going in a week, almost a week of spring practice so far, and again, we can only take so, you know, take away so much, but it certainly seems like the vibe has been great. Planning to get out to Pro Day tomorrow and then Thursday, but so far, you know, I asked you last week what your first takeaway was. What's kind of sitting in your brain right now that you, you know, when you leave work, you're thinking, man, this is a changer. This is really unique here. This is something I'm excited to see unfold.
Well, when I leave work, I'm thinking about how many ice cubes I put in my glass when I get home.
other than that, I'm sure you're having one of those for the birthday night too. So,
generally, when I'm out of practice, is when I'm thinking these things and walking away and kind of what my takeaway is. It's just a continued teaching process because, again, it's a new offense for those that returned. But I'm fascinated by the two practices and the fact that it gets everybody extra reps so that they can get caught up. I'm fascinated by the fact that we've been in 1 week of fall camp and they've already installed the offense once. It's completely installed. Mm-hmm. And now they're just working on it again. And I think I am fascinated by just how the defensive approaches. It's very much the same, a little bit more complex, but it's completely new. I mean, when you look at the offensive side, you brought in almost an entirely offensive staff and a group of players that know how to run the system. Even the guys on the defensive side that came from Nevada, this is a new system for them, or at least a touch of a new system for them. And so everybody's learning it on that side. And I think that's where you can see maybe the biggest gains at the end of camp is on the defensive side of the ball. So I'm more curious about how the defense really develops and what it looks like during the spring game. Because, you know, Freddie Banks, it's not a huge rush to make sure that everything gets installed. He wants to make sure that they get the base installed and that they're really good at that. And then they'll become experts on it as they work on it in the summer and in the fall camp.
Yeah, very interesting. And I know these are brand new times, but as you said, I mean, it's just there's a lot of life around this program right now, and we'll be excited to see kind of how the rest of spring ball progresses. And like you said, how they carry that over into the next stages in the offseason. Mike, always appreciate you, my man. Hope to see you tomorrow morning.
You're going to come out?
I'm planning on. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. I got to give you your birthday hug. So I'm going to that for that reason, and then obviously the pro day thing too. So a couple of reasons.
Yeah, I guess there's a couple of things.
So. All right, my friend. Appreciate you all you do, my man, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, thank you for the Blinky's Fun Club birthday introduction too.
That's all Jades of Spades back there, man. That's all his work.
I'm surprised Jades old enough to know where that came from.
I don't even know if he does. Could it be random? Maybe we'll find out later. But
maybe he found it on YouTube.
You can find it all, man. It's great. All right, yep. Mike. We'll see you tomorrow, man.
Take care, guys.
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. Look at Jades. I mean, you get compliments from our guys nonstop. I mean. You're doing a great job. Look at that. Mike Brohard doesn't compliment a lot of people, unless they're like Trey McBride, tight end NFL guys. Look at that. You just got in the same category as Trey McBride. 34 minutes after the hour, we got a short break coming up. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.